Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Round of applause because we made it to Hump Day, but it's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am the one and only Kenny Talk. And you know what? Facebook is blowing up. Twitter is blowing up. Shout out to everybody that's responding and tuning in right now. And you know what? We got a great show tonight. I have, last week we discussed, of course, baggage, the bag lady. Right, and I got a big response from that. Right, a lot of people wanted me to take it to a different level. So I decided, well, you know what? It really is time for me to kind of hone in on what it takes to really build a great relationship. And the best place to start is going to be with the foundation. We're going to pay some bills right here on Dollhouse Radio. We'll be back faster than you can say cat. In a hat. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. Building a solid foundation is what we're going to discuss. Building a solid foundation. I'm going to pay some bills real quick. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. You know what? Because y'all been showing me a whole lot.
Yo,
of
B.
Let's get it.
They ready.
Let's go. I'm feeling myself.
I'm with some hood girls looking back at it, and a good girl in my tax bracket. Got a black card and less sex habit. These Chanel bags is a bad habit. I do balls, Dale Mavericks. My Maybach, Black Magic. Just never left, but I'm back at it, and I'm feeling myself, Jack Rabbit. Feeling myself, back off, cause I'm feeling myself, Jack off. If you think about me when he wax off, wax on. National anthem, hats off. Then I curve that bitch like a bad horse. Let me get a number two with some Mac sauce. Or on a run tour with my mask off.
I'm feeling myself. Change the game when that digital drops. Know where you was when that digital popped. I shot the world. Male or female, it make no difference. I shot the world. World stop.
Carry on.
Kissy on feet. Pretty on feet. Pretty gang always keep them on deep. Riding through Texas. Feed them for his breakfast. Every time I whip it, I be talking so reckless. He said, damn, Nicky is tight. I said, yeah, Nick, you right. He said, damn, babe, you so little, but you be really taking that. I said, yes, daddy, I do. Give me like NYU. I said, teach me, Nick, teach me. All this learning here is by you.
I'm whipping that work. Keep digging that work, I got it. 36 of that real, pack it full of that bounce, baby. Come get you some of that bounce, baby. I'm feeling myself.
Cooking up the bass. Looking like a kilo. He just wanna spice. Digging up my ego. Ain't got punch lines or flow. I have both and an empire also. Keep getting gifts from Santa Claus at the North Pole. Today I'm icy, but I'm praying for some more snow. Let that know.
He in love with that
cork white. don't ever be learning. You just never get what I be earning. I'm still getting plaques for my records. That's urban. Ain't gotta rely on top 40. I am my rap legend. Just go ask the kings of rap. Who is the queen and things of that nature? Look at my finger. That is a glacier. Hits like a laser. Trippin' on that work, trippin' off that perk. Flippin' up my skirt and I be whippin' all that work. Taking trips with all them keys, car keys got bees. Singin' with the queen bee and we be whippin' all of that D. Cause we dope girls, we flawless. We the poster girls for owlers. We run around with them bowlers. Only real niggas in my cowlers. I'm the big kahuna, go lift them hoops. No, just on this song alone, this is on her fourth flow.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. Dollhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on our Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are RJ Joel, Takara, Spliff Star, Griffith the One, Rome Star J, Feta, and Heroin. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio, and be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is about that time. It's time for us to go in about on our topic. Now, I normally do the relationship truth of the week right here, right at this particular point. I haven't been posting because of technical difficulties and things of that nature. But guess what? I'm going to drop it on y'all. I'm going to go back and find, I'm going to pick out one of my relationship truths that I did from probably a week or so ago. At the end of the day, it's just something that I post to kind of, you know, I want to enlighten y'all. I want to share with y'all this great thing called relationship truth and everything that the Kenny Talk experience brings. Well, you know, everything that we want to bring to you, right? So if you guys want to get the relationship truth, remember, like us on add us on Facebook, Kenny Talk Experience, as well as Instagram, because we go hard on Instagram. We go hard on Instagram, @KennyTalk_, and as well as Twitter, @KennyTalkEXP. So this is where I actually post them out at. So I'm scrolling down. I'm gonna share a little something with you guys. All right, here we go. Relationship truth. I just grab one, and I post these every day throughout the week, and it's just a little bit of food for thought. All right, so the relationship truth goes as follows. It says people feel that knowing how to verbalize exactly what you want should make it easier for you to get, but it makes it easier for you to be deceived. I'm going to say that again. People feel that knowing how to verbalize exactly what they want should make it easier for them to get it, but it makes them easier to be deceived. Now, why did I choose that one? I chose that one because guess what? I chose that one because it ties into today's topic, building a strong foundation. A lot of people feel that they know what it takes to build a strong foundation. A lot of them feel that they are building already a strong foundation. But you know what? We're not. We're missing out on what it actually is. So a lot of people say, you know what, Kenny Talk, man, you always talking about relationships this, you talk about relationships that, but when are you going to give us more substance that's going to help? Okay, you pick out some great topics, they say. I'm reading one of my Facebook friends that actually sent me some. She said, you have some great topics, but it's time to start building up our sisters. It's time to start building up our brothers and not always tearing them down, talking about, you know, things we do bad. So I said to myself, let me go to the drawing board, because the Kenny Talk Experience is a platform for you, you know, that we discuss real topics on. So I said, let's break down how to have a successful relationship. And we're going to start at the foundation, right? Many people feel that their foundation is set by expectations up front. Many feel that a strong foundation is built by a person implementing actions that are satisfactory to you. You know, he do things that make me happy, you know, or so I'm starting off with what it ain't, because I want to break it down for you guys. We're going to talk about what a strong foundation is, what a strong foundation is not. We're going to start with what it is not. It is not, I repeat, it is not the length of time that you spend with somebody. Because you could be dating somebody for, let's say, 2.5 years or what have you, but still have not yet built a strong foundation. That's why it only takes one thing to make it crumble, right? All right, so that's one thing that a solid foundation is not. Another thing that is not, just like I was saying, it is not, I repeat, it is not the expectations that you set up front. That does not build a solid foundation, okay? We have to make sure everybody understands that. A lot of people feel that that's what they're doing in their relationships, and when the relationships crumble, they're left confused. They're left frustrated. They left upset. And I said to myself, you know what? It's time to fix that. Those that are just joining tonight, it's the Real Relationship Talk Show. It's called the Kenny Talk Experience on Dollhouse Radio, and we air Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure you tune in and tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. At the top of the hour, we got the Keeping It Real letter that we read. We get a letter, or we get information in, notes from people, and maybe you want us to keep it real with them. All right. So for the most part, we got a good idea of what it is not. A solid foundation is not the length of time that you spend with somebody. It is not the expectations that you set up front. That doesn't build a solid foundation. All right. So let's talk a little bit about what it is. What is a solid foundation? How can I build a solid foundation with the person that I want to be with? That's the question. That's the question today. Well, first and foremost, a solid foundation is almost as if it's an understanding. Okay? A spoken and an unspoken understanding between two people that are stripped down to their comfort zones, loving what they bring to the table as well as what they lack at the table. I know I got to say that again. That was a pretty long definition. It is. I probably forgot it, because, you know, I'm freestyling. I'm coming out the top of the head. It is. We're going to start. I'm going to rephrase it a little bit. It's two people that are stripped down to their comfort zones. Right? They're stripped down to their comfort zone. You gotta strip the person down to their comfort zone. Because if you're not doing that, you don't really know who they are, right? Strip all the way down to their comfort zone. That have a spoken and an unspoken understanding of each other, loving what they bring to the table and things that they lack at the table. because you can work through what you lack. That's going to be a solid foundation. Why do I think that's a solid foundation? Why do I think it's, why do I say, why do I say strip down to the comfort zone? Well, for the most part, ladies and gentlemen out there listening, when you first meet a person, you first meet a person, you're meeting their representative. How many of you guys can agree to that? How many of you guys agree that when you meet a person, you meet someone that's on their behavior? You're meeting someone that's on their best behavior. So if I'm on my best behavior, it only takes me to revert back to my comfort zone to make you feel like, guess what? Man, who is this guy? He's not the person that he was when I first met him. He's not that. He's not who he said he was. He's switching out. And whatever other things that we like to say, right? So the key thing you got to understand is that you got to be stripped down in your comfort zone, because your comfort zone is who you grow old with. The person in their comfort zone is who you grow old with. You don't grow old with that person that you just met. You don't grow old with a person that does everything to your liking. You don't grow old with a person that's obedient, because you're going to have your times that you disagree. You're going to have your times that it's going to be that you're going to be frustrated with each other, right? If you want to grow old with a person, you got to get them in their comfort zone. That's how you know who exactly they are. All right. So we also said, loving what you bring to the table, what y'all bring to the table, and what you don't bring to the table. So what do I mean by that? Raise your hand. What do I mean by that? I'm going to go to Facebook because I see I'm blowing up right now. I also got the Facebook question that I got to touch on, right? I put a question out there and I got a big response from it. But why do you think I say loving what you bring to the table and what you don't? Because sometimes the things that people bring to the table up front are things that they actually don't have. I'm going to say that again. A lot of people up front bring things to the table that they don't have. Ladies, how many of you have ever been with dating a guy that you just met? You guys are having a good time. He's shoveling out money. He's saying, hey, I think I'm gonna go to this nice restaurant. I'm going to go to Ruth Chris. I'm going to go, you know, to wherever. And he's dropping money here, dropping money there. He's buying you roses, you know. He's buying drinks, opening up a tab at the bar, letting you get drunk. If you need your outfit, hey, don't worry, baby girl. I got you. Right? How many of you have ever got that type of treatment up front? But later on during a relationship, he's not that, you know, openly. I mean, he's not that, he don't have the ability to give money out like that, because now he starts to keep it real. Hey, I understand you said you want that, you know, $500 purse, but things kind of tight right now, and I got to do this and I got to do that, right? Why is that? Why is that, ladies and gentlemen? Why is that? The reason why is because, guess what? You know what? He was doing something. He was bringing something to the table that he actually did not have. Is there anything wrong with the fact that you don't have it? Maybe. Maybe you have, and that's for expectation. But truth be told, when the gift stops, it's not because the guy is acting funny. He is not acting funny. It's just respect the fact that he liked you enough to do something extra above his needs, to do something, you know, to attract you or to get you to like him, or to make you feel that he really, really likes you. So at the end of the day, you need to be flattered. You should be flattered. You know what? He tried. But at the end of the day, guess what? You got to make sure that you understand that this guy did what he could to get you. So You got to love what he brings to the table, and you got to love what he don't bring to the table. Because that's who you grow old with, right? Fellas, you got to love what she brings to the table, and you got to love what she don't bring to the table. You got to say that to yourself. You know what? Man, she might don't have X, Y, and Z. A, B, and C is on point. I'm going to go to the, remember, 646-595-4038 if you want to speak on what a solid foundation is, what a solid foundation is not. Okay? If you want to speak on it, hit us up, 646-595-4038. Or you can do like all these people that are on my inbox and in my Twitter right now. They showing me some love. They want to talk. They want to read what they're actually saying, right? All right. Remember, at the top of the hour, we're going to do the Keeping It Real letter as well. So get ready. We got a young man that's writing out of Atlanta, Georgia. What's up, Atlanta? Atlanta's listening to the Real Relationship Talk Show. We're going to read his letter that he wrote in that he wants us to keep it real with. Now, let me go to Facebook real quick. I got a response. I got a response on what a solid foundation is. A solid foundation is a realm of trust, a realm of support that you and your loved one creates. It's a secure place where your man has a clear understanding that he can always lean on and he can always come back to. Okay. I'll say yes, in a sense. You're right. That's a solid foundation, but you got to dissect these beautiful words that you're saying, right? You got to dissect it and say to yourself, okay, you say a place where he knows he can always come to, you know, that's secure, that's supportive. You got to think about this. I'm just going to simply take the word supportive, sweetheart. Supportive. What does supportive mean? Supportive pretty much means to have someone's back or to show that you have someone's back, not only with words, but with your actions. Supportive is understanding what a person is going through. Being supportive is standing what we like to call in the streets 10 toes down, right? So how many ladies have ever been in a situation? Well, how about this? Over the last, I remember probably, let me see. I don't know which show it was, but I sent out a question on Facebook, and I said, ladies and gentlemen, what would you consider a deal breaker in a relationship? What would you consider a deal breaker? And you know what a lot of people did? They responded. A lot of people responded with what they feel are deal breakers. And you know what I said. If you have a deal breaker with a person that you call yourself liking, loving, being in a relationship with, you have to understand that you're not supportive of that person if there's a deal breaker. Because a lot of the deal breakers are things that people go through. I mean, I saw cheating, you know, and cheating was the number one thing. Lack of intimacy. I saw so many things that were things that people go through. They were things that people might struggle with, right? They're things that people might need help with. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you feel that that is a deal breaker, then you have to admit that you are not supportive. Sound off. Can you admit that you're not supportive if there's a deal breaker with these type of instances? Because you got to understand, these are things that people go through. These are demons that these people fight. Now, if you meet a person, don't get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen, if you meet a person and early on in a relationship, you see these demons that they have. Hey, there's not a solid foundation built at that time, so for you to call it a deal breaker, we totally understand. But what about these relationships that you actually call yourself, when you actually call yourself loving that person? You actually have uttered the three words, I love you, you know? I will never leave you. I will never hurt, do anything to hurt you. You mean so much to me. You're the reason that my life is complete right now. How could you say all that shit, and then when somebody what happens, you call it a deal breaker and say, that's it, I'm not putting up with it. If you are not supportive. Okay, I got a response I want to read out real quick. Remember, at the top of the hour, to keep the real letter is coming. But I got a young lady that says that she disagrees. She feels that being supportive is with people that are really in a situation where they need help. When it comes to cheating, the average guy does it out of lust, right? When it comes to being disrespectful, he does it out of spite. So for those type of things to be deal breakers, it's totally understood. Okay? If it's done out of spite, how do you determine if it's done out of spite, sweetie? How do you determine if it's done out of spite? How do you determine if cheating is just straight done out of lust? They say lust is one of the seven deadly sins, right? So it's a demon. So if it's a demon that someone's fighting, that means it's a problem in their life. And if it's a problem, it's an addiction. And if it's an addiction, it's a sickness. And if it's a sickness, then there is a cure. Are you willing to stick by their side? I just want to drop it on y'all here. So we got what a solid foundation is. We got what a solid foundation is not. We also kind of tipped into what it looks like. What does it look like? What does a solid foundation look like in a relationship? So I just gave y'all an example. When you talk about being supportive, when you talk about loving that person, when you talk about sticking with them through thick and thin, when you talk about loyalty, if he's fighting demons, if she's fighting demons, if she has an addiction, if she has a problem, if she has something she's battling or that she's going through, and you leave her because it's a deal breaker, then you are not loyal. I said it right here on the Real Relationship Talk Show. You are not loyal because you have gone through so much with this person. You've gone through so much with this person. So now you're at the point where there's a deal breaker. Ladies and gentlemen, I need y'all to understand that's not a solid foundation, and that's not how you build it. Okay, now remember, in our slogan for the Kenny Talk Experience, for the Real Relationship Talk Show, we have real topics. We have real talk. And we have real solutions. So best believe I got some solutions for you. Best believe I got some solutions for you right here. All right. It's about at the top of the hour, everybody. We're going to take a break. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to play some of this local music, right, all from all over the United States. Remember, if you're an artist out there, remember you can actually send your information in. You can you can follow Dollhouse _ radio on Twitter, inbox them, get at them, email them. Let them know you got your music and you want your music to be played or what have you. And that's what we do. You can go to the website, dollhouseradio.com as well. But right now we're going to pay some bills. We're going to go to a break. We'll be back faster. then you can say Cat in the Hat, right? We'll be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat. It's a real.
Hey, you need to be slipping with me, Shouty.
And it's, and you, it's about time for the keeping it real out. When you look in my pocket, you'll think you at the bank. Irene Clear, so you know that thing stink. Bright diamonds on my nigga, make your eye look like a chain. I tell you what I think, you wanna ride with a killer. Your girl jockin', but pimpin', do not wanna hit her. I'm trying to flip you off, finish shit in white frost. They ask you to tell them you ain't king in the boss.
I brought my niggas on his cruise with me. And we gon' ride until the boat flip.
Yeah.
Till the boat flip. We make that boat flip. Until the boat flip. We ride until the boat flip.
Yeah.
I brought my niggas on his cruise with me. And we gon' ride until the boat flip. Until the boat flip.
Yeah.
We make that boat flip. Until the boat flip. We ride until the boat flip. I brought my niggas on this cruise with me.
Yeah.
And we gon' ride until the boat flip. No need to be ashamed if I lose.
If I lose,
I ain't next for no answers, just some clues. I used to cut dope in cheap hotel rooms. Knew it was a 10, I could tell by the fumes. I was good with a strainer and a spoon. On the block 5 more until noon. Started off with an eclipse, then I copped the whole. North Calhoun. They shot him on the steps, bullets bounced off the storm door.
Nice.
My grandmama heard it all the way on the third floor. Oh shit, this one thing I won't forget. How quick a slick tongue can get your throat slit.
Whoa.
I brought my niggas on this cruise with me. And we gon' ride and tell a boat flip. Tell a boat flip. We make that boat flip. Tell a boat flip.
a boat flip.
Yeah.
I bought my niggas on this cruise with me. And we gon' ride until the boat flip. The hatred in my city is enormous. My man Pete told me that on Old York and St. George's, but the motivation from it is insurance. That I will not fail, or it's back to the scale. Got off course, now I'm on track to prevail. I'm a horse, a third generation Clydesdale. Might as well bring the truth to the game that's been missing. I'm one, click, clack, bang. I'm going to prison through the trials and tribulations we've been facing. Got me pacing, internal beef is getting started from lack of communication. But I'm patient, enough to know that time teaches. And if you stay in muddy water, you gon' find leeches. All I need is some bands and a bad girl with some fine features. This is for them non-believer bottom feeders. I brought my niggas on this cruise with me. And we gon' ride until the boat flip. Till the boat flip. We make that boat flip. Till the boat flip. We ride until the boat flip.
Yeah.
I brought my niggas on this cruise with me. And we gon' ride until the boat.
It's a Real Relationship Talk Show, and we're back. It's about time for the Keeping It Real section, right? The Keeping It Real letter was sent to me on Facebook, a gentleman out of Atlanta. Shout out to Atlanta for listening, everybody, all of our Atlanta listeners. Y'all check this out. One of y'all hometown representatives, he says that his relationship had everything that he felt a solid foundation was. He said it had the trust. So he thought. He said it had love. It had love, most importantly. He said, I loved her and she loved me. And the old people used to tell us that that was all that we needed. But boy, I had to realize that was wrong. He goes on to say, he says that the moment that he made a mistake with another young lady, that made everything start crumbling down. I saw her change from the loving person she was to a spiteful young lady that really wanted to hurt me. She really wanted me to feel pain. I saw the devil in her eyes whenever I looked at her. She made sure that she would make me, she would do what she could to make me suffer. Anything that she could do that would make my life a living hell, she did it until we finally got each other out of our systems and moved on. My question is, how can someone say that they love you regardless of what type of mistake you make? And I do want to add, unconditionally, and one mistake turn to a demon lady. These are his words. Keep it real with me, Chris Talk. Okay, okay. Hey, I hear you, Atlanta. I hear you, man. I hear you. Let's talk about it. I'm going to keep it real with you. Because I want everybody. And you know what? If you want to respond, 646-595-4038, I'm going to go to the phone line. I see a lot of people listening, but, you know, I guess they just want to listen. But it's all right. You can do that. I got love for you, right? But what I want to do is demon lady, right? Okay, what I want to do, I'm going to speak on it real quick. This is going to be direct and to the point now. Here's the thing. Love is not enough. Because love is very tricky. Love can hide or disguise itself. Love can hide or disguise itself as being unconditional, because it's only based on you behaving a certain way. I got to say that now. This person that you thought loved you unconditionally loved the fact that you behaved a certain way. Loved the fact that you did things that made her happy. Loved the fact that you were committed to her sexually. Loved the fact that you made the step to and the announcement and the commitment out loud for everybody on social media to know we are together, we are an item. Love disguises itself as that, but it's not a solid foundation, man. That's why the moment that you do something opposite to the conditions that they have grown to accept and love, because they love the conditions, Atlanta. That's what they love. Then it becomes what we spoke about before the break, a deal breaker. Right? And she might be reacting like that because guess what? She may, her feelings may be hurt. She may be reacting like that because she's embarrassed. You know? Man, a woman that puts herself out there as a taken woman that's in a happy relationship, everything is going good. My man treat me the best. My man is better than your man. Me and the bae going out this weekend. Me and bae on the roller coaster. Me and bae having a picnic. Me and bae finna get married. Me and bae got engaged. Me and the bae love each other. I want relationships. You should have relationships. See, after all that shit, I'm just keeping it real. You can imagine what she feels like when all of that goes away. Or all of that turns out to be not true. And she got to go to work the next day with this, all this egg on her face. Hey, baby girl, what's wrong with you? Oh, man, I'm having man problems. Oh, no, not you, the one that's all on social media about bae this and bae that. Not you that always flashing your engagement ring in people's faces. Not you that always got something to say about your bae and your man. Oh, now look at you. But you got to understand, social media, the job, the friends, all, when you announce things, when a woman announces things out in front of all of that, they're doing it in front of a lot of unhappy people that don't have that. They do it to the extent that they can make some of those unhappy people wish your relationship fall apart. That's what they do. But you set yourself up for it, right? You set yourself up for it. So, and now, in a nutshell, she's hurt. She's upset. It may be mixed with a little bit of embarrassment. But I need you to understand going forward, Atlanta, that you did not have a strong foundation. Love is not enough. It's going to take more than that. It's going to take more. Right? So let's keep it moving. All right, I put a, I'm not going to go through the question as yet. Now, we talked about why. We talked about what it looks like. We talked about what solid foundation. We talked about why it's important. How is it beneficial? Let me tell you how it's beneficial. How many of you know people or couples that are in relationships, right? And your friend come tell you that's in this relationship, come tell you something terrible that her mate did. And you're listening like, oh my God, no, he didn't do like that. Right? They're arguing, they're fighting, they're cursing. They may even separate for a moment. And say, you know what? I can't be around her. I can't be around him. Right? But they always find a common ground to sit down, talk it out, and keep going. After the most devastating thing that you might hear, you give it what we call time, being that they got a solid foundation. Everything gonna be all right. All you gotta do is stay out their way. Stay out their business. Right? So that's why it's beneficial. Right? Y'all sound off. I see y'all hit me up on Facebook. I'm gonna get to you in just a second. So we got how it's beneficial. We talked about what people believe it is. People believe that a solid foundation is just time. I can sit up around you for 3 years. We can be having sex. We can be calling ourselves in a committed relationship. We could be leaning towards getting engaged, right? We could be holding hands, taking pictures on Facebook, on Instagram. But we still haven't built a solid foundation. That's why it don't take but one thing, one behavior that was being implemented to stop, or one behavior that wasn't being implemented to start, and it's over. The relationship is a bust. The relationship is a bust. So why don't people do it? Why don't people take the time to build a solid foundation? The answer is simple, because they simply don't know what it is. But now that you've listened to the Kenny Talk Experience, the show, you know what a solid foundation is. You know exactly what it is, right? So shout out to everybody listening that's new. Much love. I hope you're getting something out of it, because guess what? I do this for you. I need you to know I do this for you. All right. So now, I want to jump right to Facebook. Now, I posed a question on Facebook, and I got to go in, right? I got it. Here's the question. I'm going to read out all the stuff. All the stuff that you guys respond. Now, I'm in over 50 groups, man. And I'm telling you, my Facebook was, was blowing up. It's still blowing up right now. People are still responding to it. But check it out. The question that I posed was, what are some things you feel are needed to build a solid foundation in a relationship? Uh-oh, I just realized I misspelled something. Well, y'all get the point. What are some things that you feel it takes to build a solid foundation in a relationship? Now, don't get me wrong. I can go through all of this. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to read to you guys everything that you said. I'm going to read to you guys everything that you said. Now, we got trust. We got honesty. We got communication. We got respect, and we got love. Those were the things that got the most check marks. Because what I did was I wrote down all of the things that were said and everything that was pretty much duplicated. You know what I did? I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and start putting check marks by a lot of these things. And the one that got the most check marks is trust. Trust to build a solid foundation. Next to that, we got honesty. Next to that, we got communication. Then respect. Then love. We got loyalty. And then friendship. Those were the most common things that were echoed. Okay? So shout out to everybody that responded, and we appreciate it. You guys are absolutely right, but what I think you need to do is you got to go and redefine these words. You got to really analyze these words that you say builds a solid foundation. Because you're not wrong. You're not. These are things that build a solid foundation. So first and foremost, what we're going to do is we're going to take those words that you gave us at the Kenny Talk Experience. We're going to take those words, right? We got to take those words, and we're going to redefine them. So the first one is trust. Trust. How do you define trust? You want to be able to trust somebody. One of the most common things I hear when I do seminars, or when I talk to people, when I'm doing my relationship talk show, or when I'm just in passing, one of the biggest things I hear about is trust. And the main definition everybody has is that they want to be able to trust that you won't have sex with somebody else. That's it. They want to be able to trust that they can turn their, they can turn around. They can take their attention off of you, and you're going to behave sexually. That's it. But when I see trust, I think about so many other different things, right? When I see trust, I see the situation that Atlanta gave us in the letter. See, Atlanta didn't have strong trust in his foundation because he cheated or he dealt with another female in whatever shape, form, or fashion. He didn't get specific. And she changed to what he liked, what he said, or what he called or described as a demon lady. She tried to do everything she could to hurt him, right? Well, what is that? He should be able to trust. He should be able to trust that she won't ever hurt him, or she won't allow the mistake to make her take back her vow of trust to take care of him and look out for him. Let's talk about honey. What is it? Everybody said they want honey. But what they really are saying is that they want you to be honest with them, yet they want the honesty to be something that's favorable to them. They want you to tell them, I love you so much, and you be being honest. They want you to tell them that, you know what, I will never cheat on you, and you're being honest. They want you to tell them that the shirt they're wearing makes them look sexy. Be honest. That's what they want. All likable things to be, they want you to be honest about. But let me flip the coin, because that's what we do here at the Real Relationship Talk Show. What if I tell you, hey, I feel like I want to fuck somebody else? Can I say that without you jumping out of a window? Can I say that without you trying to go for my throat? Can I say that without you trying to leave me? Can I say that without you feeling some type of way? The answer is no. I can't be honest unless it's something that you want to hear. I can't be honest unless it's something that you appreciate. So we got loyalty. I've already talked about loyalty. If there's a deal breaker and you want to jump up and run up out of here, out of this relationship, then you are not loyal. That's just keeping it real. That's to the guys and that's to the girls. That's just what it is. Communication. Effective communication. Not just communicating. So you and I could be talking all day. But you have to understand people interpret talk in different ways. I can tell you one something that, and I can turn around and tell another chick the exact same thing, and both of you will interpret it differently. So we need effective communication. We got respect. It is what it is. And we got love. Your love can't be disguised. It can't be conditional. It can't be disguised as unconditional when it's really conditional. When you tell me you love me so much, sweetheart, is it because of all of the great things that I do? Is it because I'm obedient? I'm an obedient puppy. I don't shit on the carpet. Is that what it is? Be real. Here's some other things. I'm going to jump down and tell y'all some other things that you guys said that you might need to go back in and redefine to build a solid foundation. And then I'm going to go right to the final thought. And what's the final thought? That's a little bit of spoken word that I put together that kind of sums up everything. So here are some things that you guys said. Somebody said faith in God, versatility, determination, compromise. Compromise is a big one, right? Commitment. Somebody said a man and a woman. That's all you need to build a solid foundation. That was funny. sacrifice, being yourself, selflessness. It can't be about you. 100%. Understanding, sincerity, and one of my favorites, a savings plan. Because I tell you, when the finances ain't right, that can destroy structure in a relationship. Okay, empathy. You got to feel where I'm coming from. Quality time and attention. These are the things that we said. All right. So the Real Relationship Talk Show airs Wednesday. I hope we gave you, well, I know we did. If you're not listening to the Real Relationship Talk Show, what the hell are you doing on a Wednesday night? 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on the Dollhouse Radio. Get here. Be here. No, be square. That's how we doing. Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend, because you know it's some real talk. Share the post that I send out on Facebook. Share the post that's on Twitter. Well, no, retweet it. That's what they call it. Retweet it, right? And remember, stay focused. Go hard. It's about that time for the final thought, everybody. Here we go. This is my music for the final thought. I want y'all to feel me while I get my rhyme on real quick. Shout out to Atlanta for writing in. Shout out to Dollhouse Radio and all the shows. Remember, blogtalkradio.com/dollhouseradio. Check us out. Many feel that time spent together and how much you love each other is enough to build a strong foundation. But the ones who feel this way start relationships every day that later end with heartbreak, confusion, and frustration. But maybe it's that we don't know how to build a solid foundation, or we think we know what it is, but really don't have a clue. When I tell those that say they're interested in building something that's going to last, the steps that I give, very few are willing to do. It's got to be more than steps, more than just things in common. It's got to be more than the way he behaves making you happy. It's about seeing a person strip all the way down to their comfort zone while loving what they bring to the table and what they're lacking. They have to know what you two have together lets him be who he is, with no pressure to improve, no pressure to change. But when your foundation is built off upfront expectations and rules, it easily shatters a brick through a window pane. Ladies and gentlemen, real topic, real talk, real solutions on the Real Relationship Talk Show. Kenny Talk goes hard. Salute. Like I like to say to all the fellas out there, salute to Atlanta for writing in and everybody else, right? Big shout out to everybody that responded to the question, everybody that liked the post, everybody that shared it. Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you missed the show, click on that same link and you can listen to it anytime you want. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show, right? And we go hard. We go hard. Salute to the fellas out there that listen and support and that hate and do whatever you do. Salute. And all the ladies out there, like I love to say, kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. Stay tuned. 2015 is not over, and we're not done hitting them. It's a Real Relationship Talk Show. I am the one and only Kenny Talk, and I will not stop. Love, and we out. Have a great weekend. Don't go for no wooden nickel.